William Wilberforce said, "This perpetual hurry of business and company ruins me in my soul, if not in my body. More solitude and earlier hours," he said with exclamation point. "I suspect I have been allotting habitually too little time to religious exercises as private devotion and religious meditation, scripture reading, etc. Hence, I am lean and cold and hard." Are you understanding where he's coming from? "I had better allot 2 hours or an hour and a half daily. I have been keeping too late hours and hence have had but a hurried half hour in a morning to myself. Surely the experience of all good men confirms the proposition that without a due measure of private devotions, the soul will grow lean. But all may be done through prayer, almighty prayer. I am ready to say, and why not? For that it is almighty is only through the gracious ordination of the God of love and truth. Oh, then, pray, 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 amen, somebody." Holy Father God, we thank you for that devotional word left behind by William Wilberforce. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that some of us in this room this morning did that all day yesterday, did it all day the day before, and we have seen 3 amazing miracles, even though the devil has fought us tooth and nail. And Holy Father God, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We individually confess our sins, our disobedience, our foolishness, our rebelliousness, our bad attitudes, our bad spirits, our moodiness, our up and downness, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, all ungodliness of thought, word, and deed. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins as we from our hearts by your grace forgive those who've sinned against us. Lord, your grace is truly amazing, and increasingly people are recognizing that as they should. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your system of grace. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh, the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, so that we would not sin against you today. And Lord, we pray that you'll grant us traveling mercies throughout this day. Protect us from hurt, harm, and danger. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And grant us traveling mercies indeed. We pray that you would truly lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this morning, afternoon, and evening. And the Lord, help us to return safely. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings upon our family today and all other families participating with us across the country and around the globe, and all Christian families everywhere, and all people who have gotten saved through this ministry, all people who have rededicated their life through this ministry, all people who have emailed in for prayer, hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer ours for them. And Lord, we pray for all clients and all associates and all friends and family members. And we pray for those who have heard the gospel, have your Holy Spirit, not to give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would indeed continue to show us your wonderful favor and mercy and grace, even with wicked, evil men like we are, and show your favor and grace through us to others. And we cast all of our cares upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And Lord, I pray for your saints, that some who are oppressed by devils and demons cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic spirit of Judas and betrayal and sabotage and foolishness and pride from the hearts and minds, souls, and spirits of these people. And to give them sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and help them to stay with sin that opens the door for the devil to enter into their lives. Help them to stop lying and covering up things and hiding things. This is what the world does. Most of the world does. Christians ought not to. Someone said the other day, Lord, as you know, all people have 13 devastating secrets that they lie about and cover up and hide. Christians walk in the light because you're the light. And we divulge the truth. We volunteer it. We let it be known that we're not all that. And we have some issues, and we need to confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. That's what Christians do, led by your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. So help everybody to do that. Lord, so maybe this morning there's a husband who needs to admit something to his wife. There's a wife who needs to admit something to her husband. There are some teenagers who are covering things, young adults who are hiding things and covering up things. Might need to divulge that this morning so their souls can be set free. So that they can smile again, so that they can be cheerful again and be happy again and free again. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from the minds of Christian people and from the minds of lost people. Open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. The common prayer, would you pray that with me? The common prayer, I have changed this a little to meet our needs. It's an ancient prayer, but a powerful prayer nonetheless. And I like it. I am a Baptist. I'm not big on prayer books and things like that, but there's some things that I like to borrow from some other faith groups. And I just like it. So we've been doing this in our family, and I invite you to pray it with us. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have sinned and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no peace and joy in us. My God, my God. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou us, O God, who confess our sins and our faults and our failures. Restore those of us who confess our sins and repent, according to thy promises declared unto us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Psalm 11, verse 1. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. Amen, somebody. In Matthew Henry's commentary, he writes, in this psalm we have David struggle with and triumphed over a strong temptation to distrust God and betake himself to indirect means for his own safety in a time of danger. It is supposed to have been penned when he began to feel the resentments of Saul's envy and jealousy, and had the javelin thrown at him once and again. He was then advised to run his country. No, says he, I trust in God and therefore will keep my ground. And as only Matthew Henry can put it, observe, number one, how he represents the temptation and perhaps parleys with it. Number two, how he answers it and puts it to silence with the consideration of God's dominion and providence, his favor to the righteous, and the wrath which the wicked are reserved for. In times of public fear, when the insults of the church's enemies are daring and threatening, it will be profitable to meditate on this psalm. End of quote. Now please join me in praying for governmental officials. Makes no difference whether you like them or not. Makes no difference whether you voted for them or not. It is your responsibility as a Christian to pray for them. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for wisdom, knowledge, guidance, direction for President Donald Trump. We pray for salvation, spiritual life blessings upon his life and family, that every soul in his family would come to know you as Savior, whether they be Jews or not. And Holy Father God, we pray the same prayer for Vice President Mike Pence. We still pray for President Obama and his wife and children, that you would save those who are lost in their family and protect them and help them to do your will and be a help to this administration and not a hurt. We pray for First Lady Melania, who represented the U.S. well recently around the world. We pray these blessings upon the Second Lady, Karen Pence. We pray for President's aides. We pray now for the Director of the Office of Chief of Staff, Michael Ambrosini. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies, such as Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross. We pray for state governors, such as my governor, Governor Greg Abbott, that you would continue to lead and guide and direct Texas to stand against the evil foolishness that's in this world. And we pray for city mayors such as San Bernardino, California Mayor Carrie Davis. We pray these blessings upon U.S. Senators and Representatives, Washington Senator Maria Cantwell, and we pray for all law enforcement and first responders across the country and around the globe, that you would save those who are lost and lead, guide, and direct them and help them to be forever ready for whatever might happen in this sin-cursed world. And Lord, we pray for these same blessings upon the leaders of the nations around the world. We pray for Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko and Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. And Holy Father God, we continue to pray for church leaders across the country and around the globe, that you would lead, guide, and direct them to lead their organizations to win souls and to encourage Christians to pray and be revived by your might and your power. We pray for the leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, blessings upon all of them and their families, all the way down to the person who cleans the bathrooms. And today we pray specifically for Lifeway Christian Resources CEO Tom S. Rayner, who has been a blessing to thousands of pastors down through the years. And we thank you for good men like that. We also pray for current events that are happening around the world. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the families of victims in Portland, Oregon, the train stabbings. We pray that you would comfort them as only you can, lead them as only you can, lead, guide, and your people to run to the situation to help as you see fit. We pray for provision of food, clean water, and protection for those affected by the crazy, sad violence in the Central African Republic of families of 31 people killed, also in Baghdad, Iraq, bombings by ISIS, families of 16 people killed by thunderstorms in Moscow, Russia. We pray for the families of victims in Lincoln County, Mississippi shooting, a rampage. What a tragedy, what a waste of life. We pray that you comfort them as only you can and rebuke and bind the devils and demons that seemingly run loose across this country and around the world. Put a shield of protection around your people. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them and protect them and prepare them as you see fit. And Lord, give them grace in their dying hours and minutes. Let, if that is your will for their lives as martyrs, let your will be done. Now, Holy Father God, we pray over the prayer requests that have come in, just a small number compared to the larger list. We pray for Virat, help him to get an education. We pray for Verdell, heal her son who is very ill. Khalif and Edith, bless their evangelistic meetings, revivals, leadership training, and discipleship ministry as you move them, as you move all of your ministers across the country and around the globe. We pray for Alice, have her parents to become real Christians, and help Alice to make sure that she's a real Christian. We also pray for Wesley, heal his roommates, a friend Jennifer of heart problems, help Jennifer's boyfriend to be what he should be to her, and help her to be what she needs to be to him. We pray for LaMonica, help her friend Stefan to be delivered from drugs and alcohol and accept your love. We pray for Rosemary, heal her husband Paul of lung cancer, give her strength. We pray for Deb, help Sam to avoid having kidney stones. Heal Brendan of sores and all pain, particularly in his liver. Bless Dan, Sherry, and Sam with permanent jobs, safety, and no bullies. We pray for Bernard. Bless him and his family with financial prosperity, health, and a profitable business. We pray for Pierre. Help him to become a pastor. We pray for Anne. Bring complete healing to a young man who has brain cancer. And we pray for Noviana. Help her out with problems in her family and job. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have gotten saved through this ministry, Gospel Light Society, recently. Help these to grow in the faith. We pray for Sundara. We pray for MD. We pray for Agnes, Mary, Diane, Arthur, and Lovish. We also pray for people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of the gospel and through the preaching of your holy word. We pray for Mungasel. We pray for Say. We pray for Richard, Jacob, and Lowen. We pray for Anne and Celestino as well. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And now, Holy Father God, we pray that you'll bless our devotional reading, hide it in our hearts, and help us to meditate upon it throughout this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Praying that is praying, from A.W. Tozer, and only A.W. Tozer could come up with a title like that. Juliana of Norwich, at the beginning of her wonderful Christian life, addressed a prayer to her Savior and then added the wise words, "And this I ask without any condition." Wow. It was that last sentence that gave power to the rest of her prayer and brought the answer in mighty poured out floods as the years went by. God could answer her prayer because he did not need to mince matters with her. She did not hedge her prayers around with disclaimers and provisios. She wanted certain things from God at any cost. God, as it were, had only to send her the bill. She would pay any price to get what she conceived to be good for her soul and glorifying to her Heavenly Father. That is real praying, praying that is praying and not playing. Amen, somebody. Many of us spoil our prayers by being too dainty. My God, help us. Too dainty with the Lord. As some old writer called it, we ask with the tacit understanding that the cost must be reasonable. My. I want to repeat that very powerful thought. We ask with the tacit understanding that the cost must be reasonable. Wow. Prayers that cost us something. That's a thought. After all, there is a limit to everything, and we do not want to be fanatical, Lord. We want the answer to be something added, not something taken away from us. My. Is God getting your attention? Prayer, that's a thought. Prayers that cost us something. Anything, whatever it takes, with no conditions. We want nothing radical or out of the ordinary, Lord, and we want God to accommodate us at our convenience. Is that you? Thus we attach a rider to every prayer, making it impossible for God to answer it, putting God, if you will, in the proverbial straitjacket. You are limiting God when you pray this way. Holy Father God, help us to pray as this lady prayed, without conditions. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, before I leave you, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, as the old folks used to say, in the free pardon of your sins, Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him, Jesus Christ, from the dead, you shalt be saved. Verse 13 says, "For whosoever," that includes you, "shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That is good news, dear friend. You need to receive it. Trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Pray and ask him to save you, and he will save you. That's a fact. There's no need to doubt. I'll be glad to lead you in what is called the sinner's prayer. We're all sinners, and we need to pray this prayer and trust Christ as Savior and pray and ask Him to save us. Follow me in prayer right now, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I know that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve eternal punishment in a place called hell. Please have mercy upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins as I now trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, that He died on the cross for my sins. I believe that He died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life forever. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for His sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving, trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Holy Father God, we pray that you'll bless your people today, grant them a great day in serving you, and we pray that you'll help us to be the shining lights and witnesses you want us to be to a dying and lost world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen.